USARadio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Running on full steam. The race car is running in the red, and that's dangerous. At least not, well, it's not for us. This is a good thing for us. We're ready to continue on with another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean. We got our professor, Rick Plum, back again from Lucia Capital Group. Rick standing by with me, ready to answer all of your money questions, and you can give us a call. There's a lot to cover this hour, as usual, so we're going to get right to it. We have topics and strategies galore. Of course, your phone calls and your emails always come first on this program. Now, you want to get in touch with us? You can do so directly by calling us at 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Spells out PLANNER. You can send your emails to us via our website, wealthed.com, right where you see the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We're going to get to a couple of emails. In fact, we're going to start the hour here with an email or two in just a moment. Now, besides emails and phone calls, you can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air. You can talk to an advisor about your specific situation. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting, I would suggest you should. Or if you need to ask a few questions about your own situation, you call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150. You know, we've told you for years that everyone's situation is different. And it's true. What's suitable for one person may not be suitable for you. It probably isn't. That's why you should call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, have them go over your plans, your goals, and, of course, your individual situation. Again, off the air, the number, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER. I just noticed we have all the lines open right now, so great time for you to call us right now with whatever question, issue you have, 877-PLANNER. Let's get to Satya in Union City, who addresses it to me. Hi, Johnny, she says. Well, hi, Satya. Thank you. I listen to your show and really appreciate all the information you guys provide. I have a question about whole life insurance. I'm 38. He says my wife is 36, in pretty good health. We both work in high-tech industries and have employer-sponsored insurance policies, which will provide Professor Plum 3 to 5 times the salary.
Nice.
Satya says he's been considering permanent, whole, or a universal life policy, especially due to its guaranteed appreciation component. The only debt we currently have is the home loan with very manageable payments. We are good savers, probably save up to 25 to 30% of our salaries. Do you think it makes sense for us to purchase any of these life insurance policies? Please let me know if you need additional information. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Well, Satya, actually you are a candidate for a permanent policy. And because you want the guaranteed potential appreciation, you're going to be sticking with a whole life, a universal life, or potentially a UI, an index universal life, whichever one you feel is better. The whole life has more guarantees in it, but is a little more expensive. Now, when you're looking at doing this, obviously you want to max out your 401k at work. You're probably making too much to do a Roth contribution, but if you don't have any other IRAs, I'd like to see you do the backdoor Roth before you do the insurance. But to the extent that you are a good saver, you've said you are, that you've got more ongoing monthly savings than you can put into the retirement plans at work, then the permanent type of insurance does make some sense for you potentially. And so what you would do is look at designing it, though, as more of an accumulation vehicle than a pure death benefit vehicle. You don't just say, well, I can save $2,000 a month. How much insurance should I buy? You don't go to an insurance agent and say that, because they're going to say, well, with that amount of money, you could buy this huge amount of death benefit or some amount of death benefit. You want to ask, how, with this amount of premiums, what's the least amount of death benefit I can buy without messing up the tax-favored treatment of the life insurance cash value? You want to run the death benefit down. You want to put as much money in for the given. It is not the most efficient death benefit, but you're actually only buying it partially for the death benefit. You're buying it as much as anything else for an accumulation vehicle. And so I still would probably look for more of the variable side, but that's just me. But if you are in a high tax bracket, you've said you are. If you're relatively young, you are. If you've got a long-term time horizon to save, you do. If you have excess cash flow every month after putting money into your retirement plans at work and your Roth IRAs, if you can do that. If you say yes to all of that, then you are potentially a candidate for a permanent type of cash value policy. But you do want to tailor it the right way. You want to put as much money into it as you can without screwing up the tax-favored investment status, the tax-favored cash value. Why? Because if you have a very large death benefit, there are internal costs. The insurance company is on the hook for that death benefit. If, even though you're only 38 and 36, it would be unexpected for you to pass away at this time, but it's not impossible. And so the insurance company has to charge you for that death benefit, the cost to maintain that death benefit. The higher the death benefit, the more the cost. The more the cost, the less you can accumulate. So it becomes a little bit of a snowballing effect. The lower the death benefit, the less the expense internally. The less the expense internally, the more the same amount of cash that you put in before gets to accumulate. The more it accumulates, the less death benefit's at risk. I mean, if my cash, if I got $1 million policy and I put, you know, $50,000 in there, the insurance company's on the hook for $950,000 if I die that year. But if I can drop that to $500,000, they're only on the hook for $450,000. And if I can get that cash value to grow better, then they're on the hook for less and less each year. Now, so the more I can get into it, the better, as long as I don't put too much into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 80s, we got these new laws from Tamra, and we've got this thing called a MEC, a modified endowment contract. And what happens is, if in the eyes of the IRS, you use it more as an investment than as the life insurance, they're going to say, okay, we're going to tax it like an investment. We're going to tax it like an annuity. An annuity has the, you know, the aspect that if you take money out of it and there's any earnings in it, it's all going to be taxable to you. So what they did with the cash value of a life insurance policy is they turned it into an annuity if you take money out of it. So you do not want to necessarily create a modified endowment contract for this purpose. You want to stay under that limit, but just barely. You want it to be efficient. So done correctly, you're mm-hmm. a candidate for what you're talking about.
Yeah, and coming up later, we'll talk a little bit more about these life insurance policies as investment, as accumulation vehicles, and less so as for the life insurance, although that is a component of it. A lot of people think you should never own one. We'll bring that up a little bit later on. 877-PLANNER, great questions. Let's move back to the phones. Dobie is up next, Sacramento, California. Hello, Dobie. Hey, turn your radio down, Dobie.
Oh, just did.
All right, how can we help you?
I'm driving down the road in a big rig right now, so it's kind of hard to hear each other. But I was listening to a program just before your guys' program came on, and I had the volume turned down now, and I think you guys were talking about fixed annuities, but they were talking about hybrid fixed annuity. And before calling them and finding out everything about it, I wanted to call you guys first to see, because they were talking about the benefits of the gain with no risk of loss, and I just never heard of no risk of loss before.
Okay, well, that's fine. A hybrid annuity is a marketing name for a fixed indexed annuity. They don't want to tell you that it's an index annuity because many people actually learned what those were, and it's hard to, you know, exaggerate too much on an index annuity, but they can exaggerate all they want on a hybrid annuity. Now, let's be clear on what it is. An index annuity is a fixed annuity. So there is no loss to principal because of investment return. You cannot lose money on a hybrid index annuity because the market goes down. You're not invested in the market. You are invested in a fixed annuity that pays interest. The interest is determined at the end of a measuring period, usually a year, that based on what movement a specific index has. If the index goes up, you can get some interest. If the index goes down, you don't make any interest that year. But you can't lose money. They are guaranteed by the insurance company. Now, the way the hybrid annuities get a little carried away is they exaggerate the potential returns. They talk about it's a stock market investment with no risk. That's not a true statement. It is an interest-bearing account. The interest is determined by the movement of a market index. Now, if the market index moves up dramatically, you're not going to get 100% of the movement. You're going to get some percentage of that movement. You're going to be capped out either because it has what's known as a cap, it's going to have a spread rate, it's going to have a participation rate, it's going to be something that waters down the return. Right now, with a hybrid annuity on the cash value, you would expect to get a 3 to 4% potential rate of return over a 5 to 7 year period of time. That's what I would expect out of it.
Have you heard, is this something you were considering, Dobie, or what's the deal on this for you?
No, I just wanted to call and find out what they were because I've never heard of it before, and I've heard you guys' show. Every time I'm come down through this area, I listen to you guys' show, but I didn't hear nothing about a hybrid annuity.
Well, the hybrid actually has one piece of it that I didn't talk about. The hybrid has a guaranteed income component to it. A guaranteed lifetime income, either through an annuitization of an income base or through a withdrawal provision that allows you to withdraw a certain amount of money every year. And even if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will continue to make that payment for as long as you live. Now, how old are you, Dobie?
52.
Okay, you're at the younger age of trying to look at one of these.
Yeah, I tell you what, hey, Dobie, I don't know if you can hang on. We'll talk more about this. We just got to take a quick break here. We can come back and talk more, give you some more information. So if you can hang on, great. We just have to take a quick break. Don't go away. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here for you every day on the program, talking to you about your dough, about retirement, etc. 877-PLANNER. If you've got money questions, we've got money answers for you here on the show. 877-752-6637. Emails at wealthed.com. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dobie, our caller, who couldn't hang around, was fine. So, but let's talk a little bit about these. He was asking about something called a hybrid annuity. I haven't heard that term for a little while, but it's still out there.
It's still out there. The hybridized portion of it is they are using a fixed index annuity, which is typically a deferred account, meaning you put it together and it just hopefully earns interest every year, and at some point in the future you take the money out of it. Well, they take that deferred annuity and put a lifetime income rider on it, so it takes a deferred chassis and turns it into an income stream or a potential income stream in the future. And the way they do that is they use this lifetime income base and they create a number that the insurance company is willing to stand behind, that if you start taking this distribution out of that policy at certain ages, and the cash value happens to go to zero, because when you start the distribution, it is coming out of your cash value, the deferred portion of it. It's coming right out, and if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will stand behind it and say, okay, even though the cash value went to zero, we're going to continue to make that payment for as long as you, potentially you and your spouse, live. That's the hybrid style. Deferred annuity with an income rider. Now, are they a good deal? If you're worried about the income, if you really want that guaranteed income, and the income is the only thing that matters, yeah, they're fine. I do not have a problem with them. You're not going to earn much on them. Now, they do tell you that you earn all kinds of money, but you're not. You're going to earn 2 to 3 to 4% depending on how long you live. But that's fine for some people. They want that income. They want that peace of mind. They want that sleep and night factor more than anything else. Now, Dobie was 52. Typically, it's difficult to turn that income stream on until you're 65 or so. Now, some allow it earlier, but the number, the percentage that you can get out of it, the dollar amount that can come, is relatively low. What I've seen is typically the sweet spot to turn them on is right around that age 65 number, no later than 70-ish.
When you say turn them on, you're talking about
The guaranteed income rider on. So in the meantime, you're just letting it grow, letting the cash value grow, and potentially letting the income base grow. Now, the income base on most hybrid annuities is pretty much guaranteed to grow faster than the cash value. So there's going to be a disparity between your income base and your cash value. So over a 13-year period of time, the income base may get well over double what you started with, whereas the cash value may only go up by maybe 50% or so.
So you might have put $100,000 in. The cash value after 13 years could be, you know,
220, 230. Yeah.
But the income base could be up around 230 or something like that.
Right. And so it all depends on what is important to you. And we can look at that income stream and say, okay, what kind of rate of return is required to create that same income stream from a non-guaranteed investment, and make a decision of whether or not that potential rate of return is a reasonable rate of return to expect out of other types of investments. 13 years of deferral from 52 to 65, I'd say you're too young. I'd say somebody who's 52 looking to turn it on at 65 is too young to consider one of these contracts right now. Take the rider off of it. If you like the guarantees of the index annuity, use it as a deferred account without the cost involved with that rider and let it grow for a little while. And then when you're 6-7 years out, maybe 10 at the most, you turn on and you flip it over to a hybrid type of annuity. You can do that whether it's in an IRA or you can do that whether it's a personal account by doing a 1035
exchange. Wait,
so again,
on the first five, you're saying for the first 5 or 6 years in his situation?
Even 7 years, use a contract that doesn't have the income base on it, because the income base usually costs about 1%. Now, there are some income bases out there that they say do not have a cost to them, but trust me, the insurance company is charging you for it. They're just hiding it in the fact that they're going to give you a lower rate of return over the next several years.
So he could take that and use one of these, I don't want to call them CD alternatives, but some type of product that doesn't have that. And there shouldn't be any fees on that particular product.
No, if you're just using an index annuity as an index annuity without the lifetime income rider, they typically do not have any costs associated. Like a fixed annuity doesn't have any costs associated with it.
Yeah, so you could do that for 6-7 years. Yeah. Now he's 59-ish.
Yeah, and he flips over to one of these. He 1035, once the surrender period is gone on the first one, he rolls it into another one that does have the lifetime income base, if that income is something that is important to him, and then goes from there.
So now his, let's call it $100,000 because I brought that up. He puts $100,000 into this contract at age 52, does so for the next, call it, 7 years. That $100,000, what, you think it's not enough?
No, I'm not sure that I would use a fixed income, though. So this is because in many cases that they do compound the income basis pretty nicely. I might want something that earns a little bit better rate of return than the 3 or 4%. If I've got a 13-year period of time, I want something that earns a little bit better than 3 or 4%. So I would probably not use an index annuity. And maybe use one of those structured products we talked about earlier that gets me potentially 7 or 8%.
Allows you some participation in the
market
with some
downside protection.
Gives me a
better potential rate of return. With that time horizon, 13 years, I'm more willing to go for it a little bit more than...
Yeah, see, we've had this question too, where, say, well, what do you mean too young? In Dobie's case, he was 52. He is 52. So you put this in here and you don't touch it for 13 years. You let it grow. Well, gosh, look at that. You said the income base would be growing. I could maybe take 5% of that income base out for the rest of my life. What would I have to do? Where else can I put this money in for the next 13 years that would guarantee me that same kind of income for the rest of my life? That's the question that people have.
Right, and so it's just a math equation. So we would have to look at, one of them that I know of, it says we'll increase your income base by 10% a year, not compounded. So if I were to put in $100,000, at the end of 13 years,
$230,000.
That would give me a guaranteed income, worst case scenario, of $11,500 on most cases. About
for
a
life.
5% withdrawal for life. But at that point now, I'm 65. Mm-hmm. So what is my life expectancy? So if I'm getting a payment of $11,500, and I can, what can I earn at that time? Maybe 4% on my overall portfolio, and I'm going to live till 85, 20 years, what is that actual guarantee worth to me? It's worth about $160,000. So what does it take for me to get $100,000 to grow to $160,000 over the next 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're up against, and that's the kind of math. It's not worth $230,000. If the income base is $230,000, it is not worth $230,000 because that income base doesn't get cashed out. It's just used to determine how much income you can take from that portfolio from your own cash value for the rest of your life.
So in your example, what do you have to earn over 13 years to take $100,000 to get it to be worth in 13 years $156,000? That's the number you came up with? $156,000.
It takes about 3.5%.
3.5%?
Right about what I expected it to earn.
Hey, over 13 years, I mean, don't you think you could probably get that?
And so what I just did was I realized that if I do live till age 85, which is a normal life expectancy, from 52 to 85, my rate of return was just shy of 4% on average each and every year. That's it. That's what I'm locking into. If the if the income is the most important thing, and 3.5% over a 30-year, 33-year time horizon makes sense, then that's a great product for you. If you think you should be able to earn a little bit better, and maybe 13 years from now interest rates will be a little higher, you do something else. I don't like locking it in at 52. If you were 62 right now, 65 right now, different story, because it's a different ball game at that point. But he's got 13 years now.
That's the thing. You've got time on your side when you're young. You have 13 years less time at age 65, which is why the recommendation would be a little bit different.
And longevity is the key.
It sure is. Live a long time. The longer you live, the higher your potential rate of return. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. More to talk about. Lines open now. Give us a call. Your money situation. Questions answered when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
U2 America TV. Featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570,
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Planner, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Market strategy investing, talking to you about your money, strategy, etc. One of my favorite topics we kind of got into thanks to Dobie's call, which has to do with guaranteed lifetime income. Or at least that's what it was in this case on these particular annuities. Now, on one of our other questions, Professor Plum, earlier in the hour, we had an email question from Satya in Union City, California. And Satya was asking about these permanent whole life and universal life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. And your recommendation was that Satya, he actually fit, based on what his email said, sort of fit the criteria for somebody who could purchase one of these insurance policies.
Cash value policies.
Right. Now, what you had said was that you suggested, as we have with other people, that he dial down the death benefit as low as possible.
Without affecting the tax treatment.
Right, because you could wind up with what's known as a modified endowment contract, which completely messes you up from a tax perspective.
And
the whole point of this is to be able to grow this as an accumulation vehicle. Now, I know we've had people saying this. Well, first of all, I've heard that you should never, ever buy any kind of insurance other than term life insurance. Term is really the only way to go, and I can't even remember what the reasons are that they
and
say
for,
this.
And for most people, that is a valid
for all.
But not for everybody.
Who should consider, say, one of these particular cash value life insurance policies that we were talking about?
Somebody who's young enough to get it at a reasonable rate. Somebody who's got excess cash flow every month after fully funding everything they can on a pre-tax or tax-favored basis like a Roth IRA or your 401k, 403bs, 457s at work. Somebody who should need a little bit of life insurance. And somebody who's in a high tax bracket, because the advantage here is the tax-deferred nature of the potential accumulation of the cash value. So if you're yes to all of those, then the next step is, okay, I can commit to a continuation of a good payment, a nice premium, every year for next 7 to 10 years at least. And I don't need to tap into this money in the next maybe 15 to 20 years. They work best as longer term time horizons allow. They don't work really well. Unfortunately, I've seen them being sold to somebody as an education funding need for somebody whose kid is 15 years old. That's just going to be too quick. It's too hard to overcome the upfront fees of the policy. Yeah, there are fees in these policies. And there's a lot of upfront the first year or so. So you want to have a longer term time horizon to really let these things work in your favor. Now the question is, what do you want the cash value to do for you? Do you want rock solid guarantees? And if that's the case, whole life is what you would potentially use. You expect a whole life policy to earn about what a long-term corporate bond portfolio would earn. Do you want to use a universal life policy? You would expect a universal life policy to earn what a intermediate to short-term bond portfolio would earn. Do you want to use an index in universal life? That would potentially get you maybe a little bit more than the first two I talked about. Or a variable policy. Variable means that it goes up or down. I happen to like those for somebody who's younger because of the way you're going to dollar cost average into it anyway. And over longer periods of time, even with the fees of the policy, you should potentially do better. The problem with variable policies are when they lose money, people freak out and they cash them in and lose money, mm-hmm. and it gets a bad name. So these are long-term investments. You need high tax bracket, high savings amount, long-term time horizon, a need for life insurance, fully funding all of your other options through work and tax-deferred and tax-favored investments. And if you say yes to all those and you're young enough, you are a candidate for that type of investment. Typically, they are not for somebody who's 58 years old retiring at 63, 65, something of that nature. For one thing, the cost is more expensive for a 63-year-old or 55-year-old, 58-year-old. The time horizon isn't in your favor. There's just not as many things that are on your side as somebody who, in Satya's case, he was 38. Yeah, he's a candidate.
Yeah, and the important thing on this, too, that you just mentioned was that you fully funded all of your other options.
Yes.
I mean, if you haven't funded your 401k yet,
I've seen people say these are better than Roth IRAs. No, they're not. I mean, they're not.
Well, yeah, and how are you going to make a comparison to these?
Well, you look at what the tax-free potential growth of the Roth is compared to the, you know, life insurance. It's tax-free in the life insurance if you do it right. But then you also have to add a term component to the Roth IRA, and it's still going to work out in the Roth IRA's favor. Now, I've also seen people say these are better than 401ks. No, the tax deduction, you know, the only time you're going to be using one of these types of cash value policies are in your high tax bracket. Well, the tax deduction and the tax deferred growth typically outweighs the non-deduction and the fees. People complain about the fees in a 401k. People complain about the fees in an annuity. Well, guess what? There's more fees in a life insurance policy. That doesn't make them good or bad. That just makes it, you have to be aware of it and know what's going on.
And you have to be able to hold on to it for a long period of time to sort of overcome the effect of those fees.
Now, we've seen some whole life policies that were issued back in the 80s that people have been using for the last 30 years. They're now at a point where they're doing really, really well. But there were times in the last 30 years where they didn't look very attractive and that premium stunk. It was like, I got to make a daggum premium. But now it's hard to get rid of those policies because they're earning a decent amount of return on the cash value, and most of the internal expenses are just the death benefit now. It's doing okay.
Yeah, they've already been used up, but that took some time. That took 30 years of time in this particular case.
Time is the ally here.
Absolutely. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Emails, I'm going to go to Arnold here in Henderson, Nevada. I'm not sure if I'm not sure if it was worded properly, but here it goes. I work for the government and have a thrift savings plan with part of my balance. Can I put it in a new IRA if they allow it? Can I do it with my contributions or the match that they gave me or both? Please explain.
Well, I don't know if the gentleman is still working or not, but he has the thrift savings plan.
I assume he's still working. He says, I work for the government, so okay. I'm guessing he's still working.
The federal government in this case, if he has the thrift savings plan. And the thrift savings plan does have the ability to take a partial withdrawal. One time in your life, either at retirement or usually people don't do it until they're 59 and a half, but you may be able to transfer a good portion of your thrift savings plan balance from the TSP to an IRA. That transfer is not a hardship transfer. That is just a transfer, an in-service withdrawal, one time in your working in your TSP life, and you can move it over to an IRA. It would be a tax-free transfer over to the IRA. Now, the only problem with that is from that point forward, the next time you want to take money out of the TSP, you have to do either 100% of it as a transfer to an IRA, or you have to annuitize it 100%. They don't give you, it's not very flexible in distributions in that case. You can't just call up and say, hey, send me $10,000. I retired last month, send me $5,000, and then I'm going to wait a couple years, and I'll take a couple more out. And no, by the way, I'm 70 now. Start sending me just the bare bones required minimum distribution. And by the way, calculate that for me every year. They don't do that. You got one chance on the partial withdrawal. This is just the federal plan. And then the next time you do something with it on a distribution standpoint, you got to make an irrevocable decision. So if you're going to do it, make sure this is the time you want to do it. I typically wouldn't do it early in my career, but if I'm 59 and a half, 60 years old, and I'm only going to work a couple more years, sure, I might do that to get some option other than just the five options within the TSP. Yeah, I know that they have life cycle funds too, but those life cycle, those other options within the TSP are just combinations of the five basic funds, the G, the F, the C, S, and I funds. Those are it. And so if you don't like those options and you want to move it to something else to give you some more potential management control, you can do it one time with the TSP. Other 401ks are different. You know, corporate 401ks, it's up to your employer, your administrator, how many times you can take a distribution, whether it's structured or not structured, how you go about doing it. It's all up to the plan administrator. The federal government's decided one time partial.
Now he's looking to move it he's still keeping it within the tax-free world, right?
Right, he's going to a traditional IRA.
He's
asking, can he? And then if he can do it, then yeah, it's a tax-free transfer from the retirement plan to an IRA.
So if you only have one shot to do it, you better make sure that what you're
one
doing
shot,
is
make it a good one.
Is right. Now if you don't do it, I mean, if you do it and then you want to, the next time you can do anything with it is after what, age 59 and a half?
No, the next time you do anything with it, you have to be retired and be done.
and be done. Oh, and be out of it completely.
You got to be. You're either taking. If you do a partial withdrawal at any time, this is with the federal government, unless they change the rules. The next time you want to take money out of the TSP, you either have to set up a structured payment on the entire balance that'll last, that you can't change after that.
Yeah.
Or you roll the whole thing to an IRA. There's no.
Okay,
flexibility.
So it'll be gone. One way or another, you're going to start taking structured payments over the rest of your life or whatever
it
is.
Or some term period.
Whatever it is. Or you got to take it all out and put it into an IRA.
Right. So what some people do, is, especially if they're going to retire early, is they structure it so that they don't take the partial withdrawal until they retire. And then when they retire, they say, I need, $20,000 a year to get me from 58 to 62 or something. So they leave enough money in the G fund to do that, and this is their first time. They do a partial withdrawal of everything else to an IRA, and they structure it over a 5-year, 10-year payout. And there are ways to use it.
There are ways to do that. That's very interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Did you come up with that scenario?
Well, not just now. I've done it before.
No, I know you've done it before, yes. I was going to give you credit for inventing something. We're not. 877-PLANNER. All right, got room on the phones. We got some trivia coming up, et cetera. Your phone calls and emails when we come back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Yeah, it's Monday, at least where we sit. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Here to answer your money questions in both email and phone call form. And talking today, had a lot of talk today about, well, we had different topics. A lot of it had to do with some guaranteed forms of income, or at least, and in the first hour, we were talking about buffering your losses. Now, coming up tomorrow, we got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about. We'll let you know what those are tomorrow. We're still in the planning stages of that. How's that? All right, so let's get to the trivia for today. This comes from the Department of Commerce, or Comois, as they say in Brooklyn. For every $1,000 of U.S. exports sold to European buyers in 2015, $1,612 of U.S. exports was sold to buyers in Canada and Mexico combined.
So Canada and Mexico are our favored trading status right there.
I guess so. So that means, well, it's easier to get them. It's easier to get them the goods.
Right. Well, it doesn't have to be put on a big ship.
No, we just throw it, you know, throw
across
it over
the border.
There. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just kind of.
There's not even a fence there for us to
most
you know, just throw it. Exactly. So that's from the Department of Commerce. I'm not sure. I don't know. Do Europeans not care much for our stuff or what?
It just becomes more expensive, the shipping costs and everything else. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Or they're too worried about the employee. They have to, you know. We used to talk about, you know, buy American. They're probably, you know, saying buy Euro so they can get themselves out of the malaise they're in their economic conditions.
Well, I know in Germany, I mean, they actually have a big thing on their products that are made there. They say in English, made in Germany. And that's the kind of thing that they look for to see that they say that is top quality stuff. Sort of like what we say here, you know, in Pride, you say made in America.
Yeah.
Right. You assume that there's some sort of quality behind that. They don't necessarily see it that way in Europe.
No, I've not been to Europe, so I don't know these things.
Okay, well, I have.
Not the world traveler like you.
Oh, yeah, I've been once. 52 years old I've been. I was there for like 9 days. That's it. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Want to get one more email here before the top of the hour. Once again, if you want to email us, you go to our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Diane in Roswell, Georgia, who says, I am an ex-spouse who was married 17 years. I have marriage certificate and divorce decree and his Social Security number. When I applied for Social Security benefits at age 62, Social Security denied me my spousal benefit. My ex is 8 years older than I am and was getting Social Security benefits when I applied. He was getting twice what I was going to receive. Was this a Social Security mistake, or should I reapply for half of his benefits? I'm miffed because I stayed home for 10 years to raise children and my benefit is really low. Please advise me. From what I heard on the TV show, I'm entitled to spousal benefits. Thank you for your response. This is Diane in Roswell, Georgia.
Well, Diane, unfortunately, the numbers are probably going to work against you. When you are 62 and you apply for a spousal benefit, you are not going to get 50% of what the ex-spouse is or was receiving. You would only get about 35% at that age. It is a discounted number. So unless your ex-spouse started very early at 62, you're probably not going to get any amount of spousal retirement benefit. And it was probably correct what Social Security told you because of the way the discounts work. Your husband was, your ex was 70 at the time that you applied for your benefit at age 62. Now at 62, you would have had to apply for your own first. And if the spousal benefit was larger, then you would have gotten an extra amount equal to the difference. However, for the benefit to be larger, he would have to be making a lot more than double what you're making because it's a discounted benefit at age 62. And unfortunately, just waiting until 66 is not going to help because the discount that you took in your benefit, the 25% haircut that you took in your benefit will still be applied to the spousal benefit at age 66 if you wait until 66 to apply full retirement age to apply for it. So without knowing the actual numbers and the age that he was when he started receiving his benefit, I'm unfortunately going to side with the Social Security Administration on this and say it does sound logical that you're not entitled to a benefit, especially if he waited until full retirement age or later to receive his benefit, and he's only receiving double what you're getting. You're not entitled to half of his benefit. You're only entitled to 35% because you applied early.
So in other words, her benefit is actually more than whatever the spousal, right. Her own benefit is more than whatever the spousal benefit would be.
Right. Let's say her benefit was, $750 a month. And she's saying, well, he's receiving $1,500, so I should get let's say he's getting $2,000. And so she should get $250 a month more, so get the 50% of his $2,000. But if he started at full retirement age, she's only entitled to a spousal benefit of $700 a month because she took it early.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not going to get an increase. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm going to side with the Social Security Administration on this one.
Yeah, now she says her benefit is really low. I don't know what really low is, but even if his benefit were...
But she says her benefit is half of what his is.
Well, yeah, should I reapply for half of his benefits? She said he is getting twice what I was going to receive, and I don't know what that means.
Well, that's because she's expecting 50% of the spousal benefit as a spousal benefit.
So she was basing this on what she thought benefit
he's
would
getting
be.
$2,000. I should get $1,000. Even though I applied at 62.
Okay, I was thinking it was half of what her benefit is right now. Either way, it makes sense.
It sounds like she's receiving little bit less than something less than half of what his is, but that something less is not so far less that it doesn't.
Right.
The spousal benefit is reduced, and the spousal benefit is reduced more than the individual's benefit. If I'm 62 and I apply for my own benefit, I take a 25% haircut, assuming my full retirement age is 66, from what my full retirement age benefit would be. If I'm 62 years old and I'm applying for a spousal retirement benefit, I'm not going to get 50% of the worker's benefit. I'm only going to get 35% of the worker's benefit.
So if the worker's full retirement age benefit is $1,000, it's only going to get $350. It's about what you're going to get.
Yeah, and so it's a bigger discount.
And as I'm looking at this, too, I'm wondering if she thinks maybe the spousal benefit is in addition to her benefit.
They don't stack on top of each other unless the spousal is larger, and then you get the difference between them. You don't get your own. And
because she says I applied for mine and then I was denied the spousal, so I'm thinking she thought, well, I'll get mine and then I'm supposed to get half of his on top of that. It doesn't work that way.
And from what I read into that, she's denied the spousal because the spousal was less than what she was receiving on her own.
And that's exactly how that works out. If you need more help with something like that, we have a Social Security show every Tuesday. Well, I'm out of time, but just want to remind you of that at wealthed.com. 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. We're out of time now. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Talk to any of them about your retirement strategy. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.